Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, listeners, your calls on how honest you are or aren't if you came to New York from somewhere else in the United States about your life here. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And this doesn't only have to be about how hard life is here. Do you tell your mom that in certain circles in New York City, it's totally normal to pay someone else to do your laundry and then fold it and then deliver it to your home? Are you honest about other peculiarities of life in New York City when you report back to friends and family in other parts of the country? Are you honest about how much you eat out instead of cooking in? I mean, you can admit it to us, right? But can you tell your dad in Dubuque? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Dan in Washington Heights, you're on the air. Hi, Dan.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
What are you thinking?
Basically, we moved from Michigan about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh. Welcome.
Basically, to do babysitting for my son, who lives down in the upper West Side, son and daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And we drive everywhere out there. There are buses, but in 30 years, I don't think we ever took one.
Mm.
So here we do the subway and the buses. And I don't think we tell anybody really kind of how grueling that can be and how dirty that can be and how, see, in some ways, unpleasant it can be, although I wouldn't drive for $1 million in New York City.
It can be. You live in Washington Heights. It can be pretty pleasant to get on the number one train and the A train and just sit down because you're near the beginning of the line and not have to think about who's cutting you off, right?
That is true. That's absolutely. Every time we go, we do say, you know, we wouldn't drive. We have a car, but we have it out at my daughter's house in Connecticut.
Right.
We wouldn't bring it into the city ever.
But still, you feel like you need to whitewash this a little bit.
Yeah, because we really wanted to live in New York for many years, and we thought it would be fun, and it has been fun. There's no question about it. But the kind of the grittiness of it,
Yes. Just
we don't translate that too well to the folks back in Michigan.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people who grew up here, like me, are a little bit blind to the grittiness. Not that we don't see it, but we're so used to it that we don't have the same reaction to it.
Yeah, my wife still points out rats that she sees in the subway like it's a big deal. I've tried to tell her. It's not a big deal. But
rats are gross any day of the week. Dan, thank you very much. Enjoy New York. Therese in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Therese.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So what are you not telling the people back home? Where are you from?
I'm from Tallahassee, which is which you mentioned earlier in the segment right when I turned on my radio.
And I just pulled it out of a hat. Why Tallahassee? I don't know. I was just riffing, and that came out of my mouth. So
I'm so glad you mentioned it.
What brought you to New York?
Oh, you know, I wanted to be somewhere that was really different than Tallahassee. But what's interesting is now that I'm here, I hang out with mostly people from Tallahassee. And I do kind of the same things I did in Tallahassee. I'm teaching yoga, working with kids, playing music in bars. And it's really actually quite similar to home, except for a lot colder.
I know the first thing I think of when I think of Tallahassee is yoga.
It should be. We have a vibrant yoga community in Tallahassee. You'd be surprised.
So is there something that you won't tell the folks when you call home?
Oh, you know, I think the only thing I don't really mention is that, you know, my bedroom kind of smells like cat pee from whatever was going on in there before I moved in. And, you know, I don't tell
them that that's acceptable, right? In the context of New York apartment hunting, that's acceptable.
Oh, totally. It's luxurious even.
Therese, thank you. Enjoy the expat Tallahassee community in Brooklyn.
Sure. Well, thanks a lot.
Sarah in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Northern California, close to Sacramento, which you also mentioned.
Maybe this is why. Is this human nature? The places that I happen to mention, I was I'm from there. I'm going to call up. You don't have to be from the places I mentioned to participate in this segment. 212-433-WNYC. But what brought you to New York?
The love of theater and pursuing acting, and which I'm doing now. Which is not an easy thing to do.
Indeed.
I was telling them before that I'm actually pretty honest with my folks. They know that I'm not thrilled in New York, but at the same time, I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon.
What's your day job? You have a day job?
I babysit. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a babysitter and nanny.
And you tell them, but listen, if I get a gig, you know, I'm out of here, and your kid has to understand.
Yeah, that's kind of a touchy subject, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Sarah, hopefully that does happen.
Good luck. I hope
Thank
so,
you.
Too, for your sake. Enjoy New York. Patrick on Long Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in Denver, Colorado, and I moved to Alabama when I was about 12, 13, uh-huh. and I lived there until I was 22, and I moved up here about 6 years ago.
How come?
I had just graduated from undergrad, and I came up here to work for my brother-in-law's internet company.
Cool.
And I ended up staying and going back to law school, so I'm in my third year of law school now.
So what are you not telling them back in Alabama?
Well, I feel like I'm very honest with people, you know, about the, like the previous caller had said, the grittiness of New York and how, you know, it's just not all glamour and everything. But I think one thing that I have a lot of trouble really expressing is how cold the New Yorkers are, the people themselves. Like, it's very different culture, especially coming from the South, where everyone is warm and, you know, you walk by someone on the street and they say hi to you, and everyone. And here, if someone does that, you think they escaped from an asylum, you know. It's a different kind of just culture entirely.
Uh-huh. I wonder if it's a big city, small city, or small town thing. Like, if you walked into, you know, 10 miles north in Westchester, maybe people would be giving you that same small town smile.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think so. I actually live out on Long Island. When I first moved here, I lived in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
But I live on Long Island, where it's a bit more, you know, less popular.
Yeah, it is. What town are you in?
I'm in Belmore.
Uh-huh. So that's a little bit far from the city, right? So that's it's already should have a small town feel.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, I think the mentality is still, it's a very city mentality,
uh-huh.
a very urban
right.
type mentality, and it's just a different kind of people that it's really hard to express.
I hear you.
And I get asked all the time what the biggest difference is. It really is the people.
Now, the New Yorker stereotype of the reverse of this would be that in the South, people are really warm and friendly on the outside, but that it's really harder to get them to open up. Whereas New Yorkers, you know, once you crack that shell, they'll tell you everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Too honest, almost.
Patrick, thank you very much. Good
no
luck.
Problem.
Best
thank
of luck
you.
To you. Jim in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you came Good. From?
I came from Chicago.
How different
and,
is that?
I was saying to the screener earlier that I felt like I might have adjusted. I tell people pretty much everything that goes on, but I feel like I might have adjusted better if I'd come from a small town. Because I wasn't expecting the kind of culture shock that I experienced. You know, that is one big city, and this is another one. And I was thinking, well, big city living is big city living. But I got here, and it's like, this is not what I'm used to.
Tell us, what concisely, what's the biggest difference between New York and Chicago living?
Let's see. I think the pace is comparable, but I think it's more expensive here, and you get a lot less for the money here. And the big cultural thing is in Chicago, I cooked in all the time, and here you just don't have the time to do it. But on the other hand, there's a trade-off, and you get to see celebrities on the street.
Jim, thank you very much. We'll take one more, and then folks, you can continue this all day online or on Facebook if you want, because there's so many interesting stories coming in. Nicole in Brooklyn, hi there.
Hey.
You're originally from Austin.
I'm originally from Austin, Texas, and I moved up here to go to school, and I am a working actress and have done a lot of great things here in New York City, but the one thing I am honest about is people think it's so glamorous to be up here and be on Broadway or off Broadway, And the thing I tell people back home is that they get nature. And the thing that you exchange moving up here is nature for human nature. And it's really hard when you're having to report to work in Times Square and there's tourists. And, you know, it takes me an extra like 20 minutes just to walk two blocks over to the theater. Or you're on the subway and you see like parents with their kids and you want to like step in and say something and you can't because you shouldn't, you know. So it's really hard being around so much human nature, and you never get that chance to just kind of be outside by yourself.
Right.
And normally when you do want to go outside and be by yourself, you probably shouldn't do that, you know, where you have like a good chance. So that's been the hard thing.
Nicole, thank you so much for being honest about that. And thanks to all of you who called. This was really fun and informative, and you can keep the conversation going about things you do or don't tell the people back home about life in New York on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BrianLehrWNYC, or on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And next, as you ponder what books you might give for the holiday, we'll get a book critic's picks and yours for fiction and nonfiction. Stay with us.